Hello everyone, it's Dr. Nikki, the board-certified family nurse practitioner back in the house. Today, I will be talking about the complications of diabetes. Yes, the complications of diabetes. This is very important because a lot of people have type 2 diabetes and a lot of people have type 1 diabetes as well. But we will talk about diabetes today and the complications. We all know what diabetes is. So, diabetes, if it's not controlled well or poorly controlled, it could lead to a lot of things. A lot of things that can affect your health. Alright, so we have damage to the nerves. If you have diabetes, it can cause damage to your nerves. We see neuropathy, which is damage to the nerves of the feet, right? We see damage to the nerves of other parts of your body that can lead to erectile dysfunction, right? We also see damage to the eyes. So if your diabetes is not controlled, well, or poorly controlled, you may end up with what is known as diabetic retinopathy, right? Diabetic retinopathy for the eyes, diabetic neuropathy, or diabetic polyneuropathy, which means many nerve problems. You may have damaged nerves in your feet. You may have diabetic retinopathy, which can lead to blindness. Alright, and we also have problems with erectile dysfunction in some people that have diabetes. Okay, apart from your eyes, apart from your feet, you can also have damage to your kidneys. You can also have damage to your kidneys, and that is very, very bad. So, diabetes can affect major organs in your body. And that's why it's important. That's why we stress the importance of having a very good glycemic control, having a very good A1C, which is a 3 months average of your blood sugar, you know, controlling your diabetes very, very well, keeping your numbers down. And that's why we stress the importance of that, because if it's uncontrolled or poorly controlled, you can start having problems with other organs in your body, such as your eyes, such as your feet, you know, such as even sexually, as I mentioned before, erectile dysfunction, your eyes, your kidneys, you know, you may start having problems. And that is why we always stress the importance of you taking care of yourself, taking care of your health. Alright, so let us just go into the damaged nerves in your feet, which is known as neuropathy. Neuropathy is a medical problem, as I said. It makes it very hard for you to feel. Pretty much it causes like numbness, alright? So neuropathy has to deal with your nerves. That's where the word comes from. Neuropathy has to deal with your nerves, and it's pretty much damage to your nerves, and so it will make it very hard for you to feel injuries or sore spots. So that is why we always say take care of your feet if you have diabetes, because some people have neuropathy and they cannot feel. So when they get injured, they do not know because they cannot feel it. Some people get, you know, things stuck up in their legs like nails, right? And it causes very, very bad injuries, gangrene, and they have to amputate that extremity or leg off because of the damage that it has caused. So that's very, very important. So diabetes can also change blood flow. It can make, you know, just cause a lot of problems, as I said before. It makes things like blisters, wounds not heal well. it makes the healing process slow down if you have diabetes. So when you do have minor injuries that in a healthy person, you would see quick recovery or quick healing. It takes longer for a diabetic to heal, and it could even cause more serious infections for that person just because of their immunocompromised system. All right, diabetes compromises your immune system. And that's why we always stress the importance of you taking care of yourself. So for your foot care, you know, we always say see a podiatrist, inspect your feet daily for problems. You want to know any types of cracks, any type of dry skin or numbness, any type of blisters, wounds, redness. You want to note those things, and then you want to inspect your feet daily. As I said, if you cannot bend down to see your feet, that's a huge problem. All right, for a lot of people, that's a huge problem. They cannot bend down to see their feet, so they don't know what's going on down there. You can use a mirror to see the bottom of your feet, or you can ask a family member or somebody to help you. Okay. All right, so you want to definitely avoid walking barefoot. We always say, please wear very good footwear. Wear very good footwear, non-skid shoes or non-skid socks. You can grip the floor well with those. All right, even when you're indoors, make sure you wear socks. Make sure you wear shoes. You know, wash your feet thoroughly, regularly with warm water and just like gentle soap. Dry well, especially between your toes. Do not leave your feet wet. All right, please dry your feet very, very well. All right, as I said before, it's important that you see a podiatrist, because a podiatrist will be able to trim your nails, toenails for you, will be able to take care of your corns or calluses, and will be able to give you specialized treatment. All right, you know, they are the ones that are specialized in foot care, so they will be able to give you that treatment and tell you what you need to do and what things you should stay away from. So yes, podiatrists are very important, especially when you have diabetes. They specialize in foot care and they will be able to help you further. Alright, so try not to start cutting your toenails yourself. Try not to start taking care of your calluses and corns yourself, especially if you have such a disease like diabetes. You want to seek professional assistance with that, okay? And as I said before, because some people have this neuropathy and they can't, it's very hard for them to feel injuries or sore spots, you do not want to start using heating pads on your feet, because if you have neuropathy, as I mentioned, you may get burned. You know, you may get burned because you cannot feel it. You can't feel it, so you may get into more trouble putting like heating pads or things of that nature on your feet, because if you have neuropathy, you could get a burn and you will not know. Okay, also smoking tends to restrict blood flow and can make it harder for wounds to heal. All right, smoking restricts blood flow and makes it harder for wounds to heal, and that's why we encourage people not to smoke, especially if you have diabetes. Okay, and as I said before, try as much as possible to take care of your feet very well. Do not start using sharp blades to trim your nails. If you need assistance, see a podiatrist. Tell your primary care provider to please refer you to a podiatrist. They specialize in foot care. They'll be able to assist you in trimming your toenails and taking care of your corns and calluses. Okay, all right, and that is what I have for you today. And also, just to recap, foot problems can occur very quickly, and that's why we always stress the importance of foot care. So remember diabetic neuropathy, remember that this is a problem that makes it very hard for you to feel injuries or sore spots. And also remember that you do need to have regular checkups so that your doctor or your healthcare provider will know what's going on with you. They'll be able to check you from head to toe. All right, and remember that please keep your diabetes under control. Keep your diabetes under control. Keep your numbers down. You know, eat well. Diet and exercise play a huge role in diabetes management, not just the medication. You have to watch what you eat. You have to make lifestyle changes like not smoking, not drinking alcohol, and also you have to make that conscious effort to exercise. So it's not only medication. You have to go for regular checkup. You have to, when you see the doctors, you know, you tell them what you want. You know, you ask them about your diabetes. You ask them for your numbers, your blood test results. You take off your socks and shoes and you let them see your feet. All right, it's very, very important. Do not be shy or anything like that. Let them inspect your feet when you do go in for checkups. That way they will be able to tell you if you have any issues going on. A lot of people have poor circulation. A lot of people have blood flow issues, you know, circulatory problems because of their diabetes. And some people have blisters, some people have wounds that start off as very small but then get really bad, gets bigger and bigger and bigger because they're not being taken care of, and because they have diabetes, they do not heal well. And so it becomes a huge problem. By the time they seek intervention, it's too late and they have to amputate that extremity or that leg. All right, so it's very, very important for you to go for a regular checkup so that it can keep track of your blood flow and the feeling in your feet, and that if you have neuropathy, you may have to be seen more regularly for checkup. Okay, and as I said, please ask your primary care provider to refer you to a podiatrist if you do not have one already. Okay, thank you so very much. I hope this helps. Anybody that is suffering from diabetes, tell your friends, tell your family members, wear the proper footwear. It's very, very important, because if you wear the wrong footwear, it can cause more damage to your feet because of too much pressure. So you want to wear the appropriate footwear. You want to make sure that you're wearing socks and shoes that fit, and you get regular exercise. All right, take care of yourself, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.